Hey friends, it's the 19th, and ironically enough, as I sit at home with coronavirus, I want to talk to you about Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha means our Lord who heals. I want to give thanks to God for healing today. You know, we've got some friends going through some difficult things with their health, and we are watching God take care of them. And sometimes that healing comes quickly, and other times it comes slowly. But I can assure you of this, no matter how quickly or how God heals, His goal is to transform us into Christ-likeness. And so I want to give God thanks today as we think about healing, because there are things that I've gone through physically that God has healed me for. Are there things in your life? Some of you don't have to look back very far, when you were in a really low place with your health, and God has brought you through that. And we want to give thanks to Jehovah Rapha, our Lord that heals, today for that. Some of you are going through some difficulties physically right now with your health. And I want to remind you that God is our master physician. He knows what He's doing, even when we don't. His timing is perfect, even when it's not the way that I want it to be. Those of you who have come through healing emotionally, some of you all had extremely difficult childhoods or trauma in your life. Maybe some of you are veterans that saw and experienced horrific things, and you've watched God heal you from the emotional pain. And for some of you, that pain is still there and the healing is in process. And I want to encourage you to turn to God for that healing. Some of us have emotional pain, and some of us even have spiritual pain, where maybe we were mistaught who God is. Maybe we grew up thinking God was this angry God of vengeance that just wanted to punish us, but that's not the character of God. Maybe you bought into some false theology when it comes to physical healing that convinced you that if you don't get everything you want in physical healing, it's because you've done something wrong. And I just want to acknowledge that today. Sometimes healing doesn't happen in the way that we want it to happen, and it's easy to be convinced that it's our fault or that God doesn't care. But that's not God at all. And let's keep in mind that the healing will come. It might not be in the form we want it, but we are promised heaven, where there's no more physical pain, emotional pain, no more abuse, no more PTSD, no more crying, no more tears, no more wayward children, no more divorce, no more struggles like we have in this life. And I want to just pause with you today and give God thanks for His healing. Lord, You have healed so many of us physically from things that we really didn't think we'd ever get past, and thank You for that. You've healed many of us emotionally from wounds that were deep, that happened over years or even decades or maybe even in our childhood, Lord, and we thank You for that healing. Father, for spiritual healing, thank You for forgiving our sins and healing our spiritual sickness, Lord. Thank You for showing us Your truth. We know that we're born into sin in this world. And Lord, when You look at us, You say, I've taken care of that, and I'm going to heal you from the penalty of sin. Thank You for that, Lord. God, for those who are still struggling and awaiting a healing, Father, would You give us rest? Would You give us peace, knowing that regardless, we can know that You love us and that You will restore all things. And Lord, we look forward to heaven knowing that there will be no more sickness. and no more need for healing, because the master physician is there. Thank you, Lord, for the healing you've done. Thank you for the healing you are doing. Thank you for the healing you will do. Most of all, thank you for the spiritual healing that came with the forgiveness of my sin. In Jesus' name.